Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. I'm Glenn Robertson of Pure Channels, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Green, who is marketing, MSP marketing expert, podcast host, and author of a number of books dedicated to MSP. So, Paul, delighted to have you with us this morning. If you would mind just please 20 or 30 seconds doing a quick intro to yourself, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me on the show. So as you said, I only do MSP marketing. I work with more than 200 MSPs around the world. And my job is to help you use marketing to make your business better. And by making your business better, you make your life better. So most MSPs that I meet are really good at the technical stuff, and everyone loves the technical stuff. And they're aware they need to do marketing, but it is a distress thing to do. It's a bit of a pain. So I have loads of free resources. There's a website, there's a free book. We have a great Facebook group. We have a podcast. There's loads of stuff, and it's all designed to help MSPs improve their marketing.
Brilliant. That's great. So thanks, Paul. Again, thanks ever so much for joining us this morning. I know that for the MSPs and probably the wider partner community out there, you're going to have some gold to drop on us this morning. A quick reminder as to what we do. So the drop-in is all about me surrounding myself and delivering channel experts and experts in their field through 5 or 6 minutes, or sometimes 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 minutes worth of chat, where you can talk essentially about what you wish. It's unedited, it's uncensored, it's those types of things. So the floor is yours, Paul. The only preparation that we do, as you know, is I ask you one question, and that sets you up, and you're off and running. So, Paul, this morning, how has COVID changed the marketing landscape for MSPs?
That's a great question. And so here in the UK, we're in what, week 9 or week 10? It's so easy to forget, isn't it? What day is it? Who am I? Why isn't my child getting their homework done in an hour and not 4 hours it takes to school or whatever? Yeah, COVID has changed a lot. And I think it's actually created a bunch of opportunities for MSPs. So initially, when the lockdown started, everyone was really busy getting all their clients set up for working from home. That kind of resolved itself within a couple of weeks. Ticket numbers then went down. And of course, we were in that funny limbo period where no one really knew when we would be going back. And obviously, there are different versions of this situation happening all over the world. I think where we're at right now, where we're kind of in lockdown, but it's been slightly eased. And most MSPs and people like yourself, Glenn, and me, we're all still working from home and you know, doing our social distancing and all of that kind of stuff. But the clients are starting to go back to work. And I think there's two big opportunities now for MSPs. So opportunity number one is as people are going back to a little bit back to their workplace, we have an opportunity now to create a hybrid setup. So I think we can all look at this now and say, right, working purely from home isn't going to be a thing going forward, but working purely from the workplace isn't going to be a thing going forward either. That's, we all know we've got at least 2, maybe 3, maybe even a permanent change in the way that we work. This could completely shift the workplace, and change is great for MSPs because change creates projects. So I think the short-term opportunity as we stand now, we've been through lots of short-term opportunities already, but as we stand now, the short-term opportunity is to talk to all of your existing clients and to start to talk to them about hybrid and to say, look, let's get you set up with a permanent hybrid solution so that some of your staff can work from home, some of your staff can work from the office, they can choose where and when they want to work, they've got full flexibility, let's get proper devices into people's hands, because we all know that laptop and device availability has been and continues to be challenging, but let's plan ahead, let's look at whether we should be looking at cloud-based, server-based, I don't know technical stuff, but I know that everyone has their preferred technology stack. But the point being, this is a great time to talk to your clients and start to introduce that word hybrid and start to look at a robust, permanent way to protect their security, to protect their data, to protect their workflows, and in a way where we know that anyone could and should and probably will be working from home on any day, but then maybe in the office the next day. And it's a subtle shift in working. So even though most MSPs have been set up to work this way for years, most of the clients haven't. And even when you've offered it to them for years, they just haven't seen the value of it. Now they've got to do it. And I think that's that short-term opportunity. We all know that it's more profitable to sell more to your existing clients than it is to bring new clients on board. And I would be focusing, if I owned an MSP, that's what I'd be focusing on right now. And that also helps your retention, because even if your clients say, no, you're all right, thanks, we'll stick as we are for a bit, at least they know that you've had that conversation, that you're thinking of them, that you're planning ahead on their behalf, which is great, because that shows that you're a strategic partner and not just someone who's trying to sell them stuff. Now, the real long-term opportunity, and I've been saying this for months, and there are a number of other, if you like, thought leaders in our world who agree with me. I believe that in the next few weeks to months, we're going to see a shift of clients en masse like we've never seen before. And there are a whole bunch of clients out there who are frankly not satisfied with their MSP. And that dissatisfaction comes from when they were first set up for working from home. So most of the MSPs that I work with, who are brilliant people, they run great businesses, you know, even they were busy. They were really busy in those first couple of weeks of working from home, as everyone was, because it caught us all on the hop. But then they went the extra mile. They got their clients set up, and then they kept calling their clients and saying, what frustrations have you got? What can we do to make your life better? What can we do to support you? And their clients are overall happy. And I've been encouraging them to measure the temperature of their clients and check that they're happy. Now, for each one of those MSPs that's done a really good job in lockdown and will be rewarded with increased retention, there's another MSP in the market that couldn't cope. They struggled. They really didn't know how to get all of that work done. Perhaps they didn't have the resources or the capability or the know-how, and they have unhappy clients. And those clients have already decided they're going to leave their incumbent MSP and they're going to go somewhere else, but they haven't taken action on that decision yet. Because when the decision makers, that the owners and the managers, when they're sat at home working from their dining room table, they're not in a sort of an emotional and a mental state ready to take action on that decision yet. But they, believe me, they have made that decision. So we're calling this a sort of a great big client grab, where at some point, and it's coming, at some point in the near future, there's going to be an en masse shifting of clients around MSPs such as we've never seen before and we'll probably never see again. So what I'm saying is the long-term message to MSPs right now is get ready. You know, get testimonials from your existing clients. And it's very, and by testimonials, I mean testimonials about how you treated them during the lockdown. Exactly how did you treat them? Ask them. Don't be afraid to ask good clients for testimonials. You literally say to them, look, we're going to be winning loads of new clients in the months ahead. And our potential new clients want to know what our existing clients think. Would you mind giving me a testimonial, please, about how we treated you during the lockdown? And even if you just emailed them and they emailed that back, you can use that. And that testimonial can be screenshotted, because a screenshot of a testimonial always has more power than just a written testimonial. Ideally, a video testimonial would be better. I mean, you could do something like we're doing here, Glenn, to, you know, create a video testimonial, but that would have its power. But you need to get those testimonials, and then I would build a multi-touch campaign around that, so that you've probably got a whole bunch of prospects, whether they're sat in a database or a CRM, or whether they are sat in business cards in your desk drawer back in the office, but you've got people that you can talk to. And imagine the power of if in a, let's say, a 30-day period, you sent them a letter in the post, you sent them an email every week, you messaged them on LinkedIn, you targeted them with a Facebook advert, which only they would see because you set up a custom audience in Facebook. You then sent them something else in the post, it might be like a postcard, and then you rang them. And that's a great multi-touch campaign where you're hitting someone, it's the same message, and you're hitting them from different angles with lots and lots of different ways of delivering the message, but it is a consistent message. And the message needs to be, and this is the most brutal commercial message that we've ever put in this marketplace, but it's the right message. If you're unhappy with the way your IT support company treated you during the lockdown, this is what you should talk to us. This is what our clients say. So you wouldn't use those exact words, but that's the sentiment that you'd say to people. If you're unhappy with the way you were treated by your IT support company during the lockdown, see what our clients said about us. And it's not too much to hit someone with that message 8 or 9 or 10 times, because they'll only perceive it 2 or 3 times. They really, really won't see all of the messages. But at the point those people who are unhappy with their MSPs, at the point they decide it's time to take action, you are so much higher on their radar than anyone else. So at the very least, it guarantees you a place at the table. It guarantees you a conversation with them.
Oh, that's brilliant. I mean, identifying and sharing with us two absolutely super opportunities there. Yeah, and I think it's okay. You and I have had many chats. We've had other chats on the drop-ins with other guests as well, where we talk about this word opportunity. And I think we've come past the piece where it's seen as a dirty word. You know, nobody, you know, so long as we're smart, sophisticated, sympathetic, empathetic to the fact that, yes, of course, lots of people are, you know, having a very bad time of it. There are still opportunities to be had, you know, and to ultimately, as you know, be taken advantage of in the right way, where you can put yourself forward to have been helping a number of customers in this period of time. And yet there will be companies out there, IT support companies, MSPs, that might have been doing a terrible job. So actually, if you are a good MSP and you've got customers that love you, get them to tell you about it so that you can go and tell other people about it. And that's a really great opportunity.
Because if you put it what you've just said another way, Glenn, they're going to leave those bad IT support companies anyway. They are going to leave them, and you almost deserve, those clients deserve you, assuming that you do a great job and you look after your clients well. Wouldn't it be better that they came to you? Maybe they have to pay a bit more, but maybe this is a great lesson for the marketplace that you don't pay much and you get a bad service. You know, we may, because it's true, isn't it? We may see you know, people shifting up a gear. By people I mean end clients are realizing now how important good IT support is. But they're only realizing it if they've had bad IT support.
And is that something I've seen on, and actually, by the way, something I saw on the Facebook group, which any MSPs out there that are looking for a place, a community, somewhere to have a chat, some advice, regular support, definitely join Paul's MSP Facebook group. I mean, it's just brilliant, really active, loads of people on there, loads of great content, help and support and advice. But I've seen a couple of conversations recently, Paul, where there has been, you know, a couple of really interesting things. One about funding that's available, and also actually one I enjoyed the other day was about what to do with that funding. You know, of course we talked about, you know, buying new stuff and you know, and getting new cars, of course none of which we're advocating here, but you know, there is funding available during this lockdown period, and there are genuine business opportunities that you can use that funding for. Paul, maybe you could expand a little bit on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're talking presumably about the bounce back loans, which in the UK, the government has very kindly agreed to guarantee up to £50,000 or a quarter of turnover, which means basically if you turn over 200 grand, you're guaranteed £50,000 loan from your bank. It's interest free. There are no fees. It's interest free for 13 months. There are no fees. And if you pay it back in 13 months' time, then it's cost you nothing. If you pay back afterwards, it's something like 2% or 2.8% or something. And if your business goes under, God forbid, then there's no personal guarantee. I mean, this is literally the cheapest business debt I've ever seen. And I don't need a bounce back loan. I probably shouldn't admit that in a public forum, but I've got myself a bounce back loan because actually I'm going to use it to invest in my business. And I've been saying to all the MSPs I know, get your 50 grand, put it somewhere safe. And for many, that means a different bank account, because again, here in the UK, we have up to £85,000 is protected. If the bank goes bust, then the government pays that money back to you. So for many MSPs, putting 50 grand in the bank pushes you over that 85 grand. So go and get a new bank account with either Starling Bank or Monzo Bank, just somewhere safe to put it. And also to take that 50 grand out of your view. If you've ever read Profit First by Michael Michalowicz, I can't remember how you say his surname, but one of the principles of Profit First is if business owners can see money in the bank, they spend it. And actually that 50 grand, we don't want to spend it. We want to invest it. To get that 50 grand loan, put it away somewhere, write down the date you've got to start the repayments just in case you don't want to pay the interest. And I've been asking loads of MSPs, as you say, in the MSP Marketing Facebook group, what are you going to do with it? Some of them are using it for cash flow. Some of them are thinking of investing into sales and marketing, which is great, as long as you spend it the right way. So people who are looking at buying a salesperson, that sends a shiver down my spine, because you can waste 25, 30 grand on a salesperson very easily. People who are looking at investing it in, for example, engaging with an agency like Pure Channels, where you could perhaps put in an MDF application and get, you know, get some money from vendors, put a little bit of your own money together and roll out a properly designed marketing campaign. Big thumbs up for that. That's a very good use of those funds. Hiring someone to come and, or perhaps a back to work mum to come and sit in your office for 2 hours a day and phoning your prospects on your behalf. Big thumbs up for that. You know, that 50 grand would pay for that job for 5 years, if not longer. Obviously buying a Jaguar is a good thing to do with that 50 grand. Acquiring a competitor is another thing. And in fact, we were saying that lazy, bad MSPs, and those are labels, but struggling MSPs are not going to get through this. I mean, we're going to see a major shift, I think, in the next 5 years. Those of us who were in business in 2007, we saw the shift then, didn't we? I mean, I was only 2 years into business then, so it didn't feel that difficult to me that the last recession, this is going to be twice as bad. And people who were just doing okay going into it, they're going to fall over because business is going to get tougher, clients are going to be more demanding, prices are going to go down, and we hear the word pivot a lot, but we're going to have to pivot. You know, the MSPs that can pivot and shift and adapt and listen to their clients and change what they're selling and do all of that and keep the keep a cap on the prices, they're the ones that are going to thrive through this. So, you know, I'll be using my 50 grand to acquire some businesses. Now, I won't be acquiring MSPs, but where I live in a little village just outside Milton Keynes, I know that, you know, that £50,000 could buy me potentially up to £1 million worth of turnover of businesses, because I can pay £50,000 on day one in cash to acquire a business of up to £1 million turnover and then get that business to pay for itself over the next 2 to 3 years. And I'll be looking for good business, distressed owner. So the business fundamentally is good. The staff are good. The management team perhaps needs clearing out, but it's good. It's just the owner has, whether they're tired, old, ill, stressed, just can't be doing with another recession. It caught them on the hop, or they just run out of cash. You know, those are the kind of businesses you'd look for. And there will be MSPs like that. And this will be a great time to buy clients. You know, I'm recommending to a lot of people now, just write letters to all of the MSPs within a 50-mile radius of yourself. Just say, look, I'm looking to acquire. If you want to have a confidential chat, here's my mobile number or here's my private email address. Just drop me a line. And you might send out 100 letters and get 2 replies, but that's okay. Those are 2 people who are thinking, do you know what? I've had enough. I'm getting out. And your 50 grand bounce back loan, that's your day one cash. It's the cheapest possible way to invest in your business. It's beautiful.
It really is. And that's exactly what I was talking about in terms of those conversations that you've been having on LinkedIn and Facebook, and such great advice. It really, really is. Yes, of course, we empathize, we sympathize, we understand the struggles and challenges that many people are going through. You mentioned, 2007, 2008. Of course, our industry was hit massively back then. Touch wood, fingers crossed, and all the rest of it. We seem to be okay this time round, but it's more the leisure, the hospitality, the retail, the food and drink type industries that are seeing that huge struggle this time around. So actually, yes, we have the sympathy and the empathy and the understanding and the appreciation of challenge and struggle that they face this time around. But in our industry, actually, yes, we are allowed, I think, to recognize opportunity, yeah. To make the most of the opportunities that are being presented. And of course, where, as you say, I mean, this ridiculously cheap funding, a great gesture by the government, you know, and that's probably the only time I'm going to say the government word, because we're not turning this into that conversation. But that is a great opportunity to get cheap, almost free funding that can be used, as you say, to invest in a number of different ways, and probably the likes of which we'll rarely see before, which is very, very low end, almost mortgage rate type lending, which is crazy.
I agree. And you, Glenn, sorry to interrupt you. You say the impact obviously is hospitality and retail now. I actually think that the MSPs will be hit a number of months down the line, and the issue is going to come when businesses struggle. It's their clients, essentially. I don't think MSPs are going to struggle. It's their clients. And this is why you have to be ready now to take the unhappy clients who are with the MSPs that are struggling. And you know, you've got to be adding on new clients faster than you can onboard them now, because everyone is going to lose clients. Let's call it the lockdown hangover. Yeah. And you know, a small number of MSPs have lost. Everyone's lost some users, but not many people have actually lost clients. Just very, very small numbers. It's going to come though. I mean, we're going to see businesses. We're going to see such a shift in the way that business is done. You look at the news, you know, just a few days ago, Intu, which is the biggest shopping center group in the UK, has got something like £900 million worth of debt, which was great when it was, you know, 10 years ago when it was running around the country buying up old shopping centers and tarting them up and making them look nice. Yeah. Now they can't even make their interest payments because none of their retailers are paying rent. Now, if you know, we've just got such a massive shift, and I think that that shift in retail and hospitality will affect all sorts of businesses. You know, transport, holiday. I'm not going to Orlando now in August. I'm sure you're not going away. You know, we're not planning to go away. Maybe not even next year till the year after. So it's all of this kind of shift. It does affect MSPs, but the MSPs that will thrive out of this are the MSPs that are focusing number one on retention, talking to their clients, constantly asking them, what else can we do to help you? What problems have you got? What do you need? What do you want? What's annoying you? And talking to them and listening and then taking action on that. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is marketing. You know, you look in any market, and by that I mean geographical market, and let's say there are 50 MSPs in a marketplace, typically only three of those will actually be doing proactive marketing. One of them will be a big MSP. They'll have salespeople out on the road. They'll be dominating networking meetings. They'll be the ones that sponsor the football club and the rugby club. And the feeling is that they're everywhere. And they probably will be mopping up. It might be they could have an inefficient sales and marketing operation, and most of them do, but they still mop up the easy sales because they're everywhere. And typically they're quite expensive. And those are the ones that will get merged up into the super MSPs as we start to get more and more mergers in the years ahead. But then you've still only got two or three other MSPs that are proactively doing marketing all the time. So you don't need to beat all the other MSPs. You just need to beat two or three people. And there's plenty of space in every single marketplace in the UK, in the States, in virtually every westernized country in the world for another MSP to up its game, to start doing consistent proactive marketing, lots of campaigns, and the rewards just come in. Because if you can do this stuff every single week of every single year, it really does pay off in the long term. The short-term wins aren't really there for MSPs, but the long-term wins really are. And it's beautiful when someone gets it right.
Yeah, and I completely agree with everything you've just said. And I think it's, you know, it's super valuable for everybody that's going to see this, everybody that's going to hear it. On that note, Paul, part of what you do, you actually provide that kind of marketing support, marketing advice, and actual marketing, you know, collateral and assets, don't you, to MSP. So should we just finish off with you giving us a little bit of info about that and then telling people how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Thank you. Yeah, so our core service is something called the MSP Marketing Edge. And we supply content, marketing content, every month to, I think it's 179 MSPs as of today. And they're based in the UK and the States, and we have a smattering of MSPs in other countries. So every month you get an educational guide, you get a video, you get promotional emails, you get social media content, there's a sales letter, there's a press release, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. And what the idea of that is, that that's delivered to you every month. So you personalize that and you use that as your marketing. And we only sell that to one MSP per area. So once someone is using it in your area, then you can't use it. And you can see why, because it wouldn't work if two people were using the same thing. We also have a bunch of other stuff that goes in there. So there's a book called Email Hijack that you can rebrand as if you've written it. There's a plugin for Have I Been Pwned? We have, at the moment, we're adding new content for coronavirus weekly. And there's a print newsletter. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. And we deliberately have made this a massive, massive package at a very, very small price. So in the UK, it's only £99 plus VAT a month. In the US, it's $129 a month. And the best thing to do is to go onto the website, which is MSPMarketingEdge.com. And you put in your postcode or your zip code, depending on where you're based, and it tells you if your area is still available. And we then give you a month. It's a month's free trial, or in the UK, it's £1. But for you just to get started and see if you like it. If you don't like it, you cancel any time, which is great. Now, in terms of free stuff, because I have so much free stuff as well, I have a secondary website, which is Paul Green's MSPmarketing.com. So it's my name, the S, Paul Green's MSPmarketing.com. And on there, you'll find, you can get a free copy of my book. It's called Updating Servers Doesn't Grow Your Business. And we will physically post this to you in the UK or the US. I use, by the way, the exact same marketing content and methods that I use for my clients, I use for myself. So I give away a free book exactly as I recommend that my clients do. There's a blog on there. We've got about 150 different articles on there. There's a resources page with tons of stuff that you can download. And there's a podcast as well. And we're up to episode about 27, I think. think, 26, 27. And it's a weekly podcast of the MSP Marketing Podcast. You'll also see on there, there's that Facebook group that Glenn was talking about earlier. It's the MSP Marketing Facebook group. In fact, you can just go into Facebook and type in MSP Marketing, go into groups, and there it is. And we've got about 800 people in there. And you'd be welcome to join if you're an MSP, because it is a vendor-free zone.
Good. And personally, Paul, how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, your best thing is just through the website. So you can see there's my email address on the website, my LinkedIn. And to be honest, the best place to talk to me is in the Facebook group. I literally spend nearly 2 hours a day in that Facebook group. I respond to every single post and every single comment. You know, I'm not afraid to jump in with ideas. It's a great community because everyone's doing the same thing. But that's the simplest way for us to have a conversation. And we can always go on and have a one-on-one chat off the back of that.
Brilliant. Well, Paul, I mean, look, you know, I think we've run over time a little bit, but absolutely worth it. Totally worth it. Really enjoyed this. And I'm sure there's going to be a follow-up episode at some point soon, because, you know, we're kind of bubbling over. There's just so much there, isn't there? And I think the value that you bring to MSPs in just that kind of down to earth, let's get doing it. Let's not put it off. The only barriers we kind of put up are the ones we put up ourselves. You know, it's actually all there for us to do. And if there's only one or two or three people per 50 doing it, right, that's not even 10%. So, as you say, you don't have to be better than 50 people. You have to be better than one or two, which is probably achievable, right? Especially if they're following the great advice that you're giving. So really appreciate you taking the time to join us on the drop-in today. It's been fabulous talking to you, as it is always. I've really enjoyed it. And thank you very much. And we'll speak to you soon. Everybody, that is another episode of the Channel Drop-In from me, Glenn Robertson, at Pure Channels, and Paul Green, MSP Marketing. Thanks very much. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.